KVOE Live and Local, good morning, 825, partly to mostly cloudy, 68 degrees on a Friday morning as we roll into the final Friday of the month of July. Oh, that sound can only mean one thing. It is time for What's in Outdoors with Phil Totten every Friday morning right here, KVOE Live and Local. What's in Outdoors, brought to you by our friends at Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. John and Jenny and the exceptional crew at Express Tire and Auto take great care of you. And Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. You know, if Bluestem doesn't have it, it's probably not around. Bluestem Farm and Ranch wishing Purple Ribbon success to all the 4-H'ers. We're heading ever so close to the Lyon County Fair. And from Council Grove Lake, and I'm assuming Studio North, here is Phil Totten. Hi, Phil.
Yes, sir. I'm at Studio North, and it is a jungle out here anymore at Studio North. I'll tell you, the rain is really appreciated. All my pretty wildflowers have sort of faded. I do have birds coming in using the seeds, and I do want to go open spool this morning, especially have the lady call in that was wondering about hummingbirds. I just saw two out here. One of them was looking at the feeder that I have for goldfinch. They've been coming up and getting the Niagara thistle seed and a little white postal millet. And then it went over and got on the cosmos. So they are around. So, and I remember this time of year coming up into to August is when I saw the biggest number of hummingbirds that I've ever seen, and that was 11 at one feeder. But
wow.
Some people post pictures. I just can't fathom the amount of hummingbirds that they have. One time I went down to do a Hunter's Ed class at Fall River with Roger Wells there at Flint Oak. And it's just a great facility to go to. And there is a class coming up there now, but I think it's full. But I went by a yard, and I saw a bird out in the yard, and it was in pretty bad shape. And the fella had a sign on it that said, "Not for sale, yard art." So I thought that was pretty funny, but I looked over and I took a picture of it. I couldn't find it on my phone unless I would have showed it, but just the humor of Kansas people, and especially getting out in small communities, I just love to look in yards and backyards and everything. And the house right next to it had two hummingbird feeders up, and I mean, it was just swarming with the little critters, and I was really amazed. There really wasn't very many flowers out there around, but the feeders were there. And so I started getting out of the car and taking pictures of it as I approached the house and got pretty close. And really, there was a lot of hummingbirds there. And I thought, well, Phil, this isn't very cool. Someone in someone else's yard taking pictures of their hummingbird feeders when they might be thinking I'm taking pictures of their house. And there was an A-frame over there that had a motor hanging off of it. And so I just thought in my mind, most people that have an A-frame and a motor hanging off of it also have a gun in that house. And so I went and knocked on the door and introduced myself, and I met a delightful couple and sat and chat with them. And, of course, we always talk about a good ratio for hummingbirds, and I don't really put dye in it or anything. I just use a sugar water ratio of 4 parts water to 1 part sugar. And this guy told me that he had so many hummingbirds using his feeders that he had to redo those feeders a couple times. And he had to cut that ratio to a little bit weaker because they was using so much sugar. But you know, they are around. I did talk with Wildlife and Parks, my birding experts with them, and there's no shortage of them anywhere that they know of. So ma'am, if you're not getting any hummingbirds, I don't know what the problem is.
I'm not either, Phil. We're seeing a lot fewer than we saw last year. So,
well, I don't have any purple martins either. I had some come visit and look around, and I thought they was going to use it. And, well, maybe they were scared of the hummingbirds because they never did take up residence. I talked with Roger Wells and Dennis Harb. And Dennis was at a great the Exploring the Outdoors event, and he said he just has a lot of them, purple martins anyway, and Mickey Lang does the same report. So I you know, it's just like fishing. Sometimes you'll get things, sometimes you won't. So I'd say just keep on going after it. And just check your nectar in there and make sure it's not fermented. But the hummingbirds do use other things besides that. I remember out in the garden one time, I was picking the okra, and I saw the hummingbird come in there and was using the okra blooms. And the okra bloom does sort of look like a Rose of Sharon or a Thea. I got them blooming in the yard, so sometimes you might need to, you know, plant some other plants. I do know hummingbirds are attracted to color, but they do use other things. And studying them a little bit more, I was amazed to find out that they do eat spiders with that. So when they go around there and get to picking around, it's hard to say what they might eat. And like me, if I'm hungry, I liable to eat anything.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
I need to get with Travis and talk about gardening. I talk with gardens to a lot of people, and it's just really been a funny year here in Kansas with, you know, the cooler rains and everything. And then we, boom, was into 100-degree weather, and now it's cool again. I hope the tomatoes. I picked one tomato, one cucumber, and one zucchini, and then about two green beans is all I've got out of this garden. So I tell you, I'm glad that we do have farmers markets and going with that.
Little slow going. Hey, did you hear that, I think just recently, you know, monarch butterflies have been dissipating in numbers over the years, Phil, very unfortunate, but they are now listed as an endangered species. That's how serious the problem has gotten.
Well, I know it, Ron, and it concerns me. I'm really hesitant with using any kind of herbicides or poisons in the garden and that. I do like to plant things for the pollinators. I'm trying to find someone who might want to come and set up a beehive out here in my North Dallas 40 and see if I got enough space to get the bees coming to that. I do know that bees swarm, and it's quite an endeavor. I don't think I'll have the time to take care of it. I remember one time the late Barbara Brodkus there in Emporia, she was quite a bee woman, and I went outside, and up in the crabapple trees, I saw a big swarm of bees. I knew Myrna was about ready to come home, and sure enough, I was talking to Barbara because there's a way that they come in there and capture the queen and get those bees and start a hive. And I said, then I heard Myrna holler at me, and I said, Barbara, I had Barbara on the phone. I said, I want you to listen to a scream here. And I said, 3, 2, 1, Myrna, hi, look up here. And boy, she saw those bees, and she was gone. But it is frightening, and people are scared of bees and wasps when they come. I'm trying to get a lady that I know that is really involved with snakes. And snakes are really misunderstood. Everybody, well, not everybody. A lot of people think the only good snake is a dead snake, but I don't believe that. In the wild, I have seen rattlesnakes here. I've seen copperheads. In all the years I've been coming to Council Grove, I've only seen two. One of them was way up in the woods, up in the creek. The other one was out on a lot, and I did take care of it because of kids and kids not knowing, you know, really the snakes. We do have a lot of real water, they're not water moccasins, they're water snakes, but when people see them, and they are aggressive, they can come at you. They, by the way, they think it's a water moccasin, but it's not. Speaking of around the lake, Ron, I've had grandkids down here from Texas, and Ginger and I ran down to Texas to take them back home, and then we had nephews and nieces come up from North Carolina. So this old man is feeling a little bit weary. I need to get into the vitamins, I guarantee you. But I always talk about getting outside for a better inside, and I've been taking of course, the older kids, they like to go boating, and they like to go fast, and we've been kayaking, but the younger kids with fishing, it's really been a lot of fun. I have introduced them to catfishing, and just yesterday I introduced a little 7-year-old girl on the crappie fishing using an open-faced spinning rod. This is one of the things that we teach the kids is what pole works for them, and then the proper use of the equipment. When I work at the marina and talk with people, they say, Phil, you're quite a salesman, you know, selling gear and this. And, of course, they have videos up there to show other people talking about the product. And I say, well, I'm not really concerned about selling product. I said, what I'm concerned about selling is smiles and memories to last a lifetime. And, you know, if you know how to create, that's what we do in the programs that we have, and that was what we was doing out at the Great Outdoors event, which was just great for Emporia, the families I met, talking to them. And I was very fortunate, Ron. One thing that I did when I went to Emporia last Saturday was I forgot my billfold. I've heard so many good reports about that new sporting goods place. Even people going in there, and one of them spent $1,400. So they must have quite a collection of stuff. And so I can't say I was fortunate, but I did forget my billfold, and I was on short time. But I will need to visit that place because I hear it's really good and a good place for Emporia to have such a store. So, Ron, let's go to that first break. And once again, listeners, I'm going to open spool. If you have any questions, please call in.
620-342-5863. Hop on in. Water's fine here. What's in Outdoors with Phil Totten. Back with more after this.
Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supplies got it.
Gone fishing is the best statement of the summer. This year, find all your gear at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply. The aisles are packed with names you know and brands you trust, like Zebco, Rhino, Shakespeare, and Pfluger. What's every hook, fly, lure, and weight of line imaginable? They've got your bait gear covered too, from Fray Bill worm bedding to crawdad and minnow traps. Going fishing? Then go to Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply first, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
If you're ready to load up and take that summer road trip, make sure your vehicle is running its best with a pre-vacation checkup at Express Tire and Auto. Your fuel efficiency can be affected by tire pressure, old oil and filter, air filters, spark plugs, and more. Something as simple as having your oil and filter change may help you save at the pump. So remember to schedule your maintenance at Express Tire and Auto, 806 East 12th Avenue, 620-343-9994. And have a safe summer.
KVLE Live and local What's in Outdoors brought to you by Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower and Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply. After all your fishing supplies and fishing gear, Blue Stem Farm and Ranch. And of course, it is fair time now, too. So, Blue Stem wishing a purple ribbon success to all the 4-H'ers that are working so hard. This is What's in Outdoors. Phil Totten, Council Grove Lake Studio North this morning. And good turnout at the mall last weekend, sounds like, Phil.
Yes, it sure was. And, Ron, I wish I could get a video going right now. I got two hummingbirds fighting out around this red truck. But this phone has really put a whooping on me trying to use it in the different apps. And I'm going to learn it. I'm going to conquer it. It is making an old man out of me, I guarantee you. And speaking about an old man, I'm going to be 75 come next Sunday.
Woo! Well, that's goodness nothing, gracious. Phil. That's nothing.
Well, it's not when you see some other people that are older than me, and they're just going and going, and that's just one thing I love about working with kids. It does keep you young. But, no, it was a great event out at the mall, and I was glad I was inside the mall because it was hell 30 when I got outside.
Yeah.
You talk about getting hot. But the Twin Rivers Shooting Sports puts on a good program. They did have archery for the kids. They had different kind of clubs where the parents could talk to and get involved with those organizations. Bob Griffiths is there. He's with the Kansas Bow Hunters. They had fur harvesters there. Really like meeting a guy they call Moose. He is with the they do traditional things in the outdoors and black powder shooting, muzzleloaders, and things like that. There's quite a history with that. Of course, Roger Wells was there, and he was letting people know about an upcoming Hunter's Ed class that he's trying to get together. And I do need to give Roger a tip of the hat for staying in there and doing everything he does. And the people come to us, and we were tucked away in one of the stores on the side that had a they're looking for someone to get into. But we had a continuous stream of kids and talking to them about fishing and, of course, the parents. And we were able to give away a couple of prizes, including a lifetime fishing license that's always well received. We will be doing, I think, two or three more of those giveaways this year, so stay tuned. But no, I do want to give Bev and her crew a tip of the hat, and of course they're going to be at our upcoming VAP program, Vamos a Pescar. That's August 27th out at the Payrock. So that's going to be cool, and it's just we're going to be introducing some people to kayaking during that event.
Okay.
That Kings Lake is really, I'd like to see you out there, Ron. I know you're a bicycler. I think you'd be a good kayaker.
You think so, Phil?
I might take you up on that.
You know,
it is so relaxing to get out on a kayak, especially after a hard day's work. And I've just seen so many people a little skeptical of it, but once they get in there and get on the water and they know that it's not going to turn over, things aren't going to be bad. They just sort of melt into that kayak and relax. It's just so rewarding. So there's some things that we do have going on there in Emporia. Crappie fishing down here, we did have a group come down and fish the brush there in the lake, and believe it or not, they caught several 14, 13-inch crappie over the brush. The brush piles in the reservoir are sort of scattered, and it just depends on how your electronics work if you're going to get on them. Myself and my dad, we never had electronics. I remember I had an old Hummingbird, I think it was called a Strike 30. It had a flash on it. And I never did learn to use it. Our best way of finding brush piles is to drift. And when we got snagged, we would reel back up to the brush pile. And before we went to get the polars, we would dab around it a little bit. And that's one time I was drift fishing for walleye. I found a brush pile. I was hung up. I was using a pretty high-priced lure, so I wanted to get my lure back. But I did look down at my portable finder, and it just looked like a Christmas tree. It was lit up. And then I always have two or three poles. One pole that I just had dangled over the side, I call it dead sticking, called a crappie. So I started fishing for crappie over that pole, that hole. And I mean, it was good for about 3 years. It was in about 12 foot of water. And I learned to cast the other side of it, count down to about three. And when I come across that brush pile, I'd either have a fish, or then when I caught all the fish around it, I'd have a snag. And I think in 3 years, I left a Blue Stem Farmer Ranch store of jigs on that brush. but that's what you do to fish. And talking about fishing, we did have another winners in our week 9 drawing. And so that's our summer-long family fun fishing contest that will go into September, when we will award 5 lucky anglers. And these kids, they need to, and that's why I like talking to the families at the mall. I could get the stories more instead of just the pictures. But our contest is set up to where they send me entries into 5 different categories. We have bass, we have catfish, we have crappie, we have sunfish or bluegill, and then anything goes. And those winners will get $10 worth of merchandise, or if they live far away, like last year, we had a young man enter from Georgia. I'll send him a check for $10 from our Watson Outdoors Outside for a Better Inside Fund. And I just getting to meeting the families and hearing the kids and seeing their excitement about fishing is just so rewarding to me. But this week's winners, week 9, is Bass, is a fellow from Emporia, Cruz Medrano. And he said, "Real nice bass from Castle Grove City Lake." Tate Stevenson had a nice catfish, and his fishing partner Colton Messer, who has entered numerous times, he finally hit the jackpot this week. He won twice. One was with a crappie, and the other was with a sunfish. And then anything caught is George Dantler. And George, I don't know where George is from, but I will contact him. And he caught a 3-legged turtle. So that's a new something.
Yeah, that's
new
a new
on
one.
There you live stuff out there. But just keep those entries coming. This contest will run till 1st September, and then we'll award 5 people a $100 certificate to that. And I've already picked out 2 or 3 of them, but I have a committee that helps me with that choice. And I sort of think about the fellow there in Emporia that used to give people a $100 bill for Christmas. And I was, is that Mr. Corbin by chance?
Yeah, I think it was, yeah.
Yeah, And I remember being a recipient of one of that, and I thought that was really cool. So I know these kids are excited when they come into the store to redeem their $10 certificate. Some of them's almost like they won a new car. They're so excited. But we will give $500 bills or certificates out with that, and then also a family fishing trip with my buddy Joe Bragg, and he can put about six people in that boat pretty easy, and he'll put you on some crappie. And then, of course, we'll have another lifetime fishing license. All right, let's go to that last break, and we'll cover up, we'll go about some things coming up in the next week or so.
All right, you're tuned in to What's In Outdoors. Feel free to call in any questions or comments for Phil. Please get on board with us here, 620-342-5863, 342-KVOE. We hope to hear from you.
Boostin Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
Hey, 4-H'ers, if it's show supplies you're needing for the fair, Boostin is there. Say you're needing livestock grooming materials or fly spray, maybe some lead ropes, halters, feed buckets, or even animal clippers, so you and insert animal name here can give it your best shot at showtime. At Boostin, we know what a mighty big role 4-H plays in our community, and we aim to make life easier for you. So if it's purple ribbons you're aiming for, come see us at Boostin Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
If you're ready to load up and take that summer road trip, make sure your vehicle is running its best with a pre-vacation checkup at Express Tire and Auto. Your fuel efficiency can be affected by tire pressure, old oil and filter, air filters, spark plugs, and more. Something as simple as having your oil and filter change may help you save at the pump. So remember to schedule your maintenance at Express Tire and Auto, 806 East 12th Avenue, 620-343-9994. And have a safe summer.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local. What's In Outdoors? Phil Totten is your host every Friday morning right here. You can log on to KVOE.com and hop on the What's In Outdoors page. Just click on that community tab right on top of the homepage. There'll be a drop-down menu. And click on the What's In Outdoors link and you are there. Right there with Phil. Phil Totten coming to us from Studio North, Council Grove Lake, here on a Friday. So big plans this weekend, Phil. What's going on?
Well, I'm just going to enjoy life this weekend.
Ooh, all right.
When the show gets over, they do have a bed and breakfast down here. That's where our relation from North Carolina is staying. They've had other families come in from New Mexico. They're staying over there and just sort of running a ferry service back and forth across the lake in kayaks and boats to get them here. And they got to leave today, so we're going to get them moved out of there and get it slicked up a little bit. We did have our event canceled. Well, it's not canceled. It's postponed from the Headwaters Shooting Sports Range, the trap range over there. It was to benefit USD 417 and their trap shooting team. But with weather coming in, it's not really good. A lot of fun to be out there shooting in the rain. So I know Sean and then we'll redo that, and I'll get that date gone and out to people as soon as I can. There is another shooting sports event scheduled over there for August 20th, and that's with my friend Jessica White with Wonder Woman Outdoors, and it's going to be an event strictly for women with instructors, and it's going to be good, so I'll try to get Jessica on the show to talk about that. I was wondering, are you going to have the women's night, working women's night this year, huh?
We're looking at a fall show this year right now, Phil. So I'm trying to recall the date. You just kind of threw that at me there, and I'm trying to figure out what date did we have that set for. I believe it is the 13th of October. I'll have to double-check, but it's in October.
Okay? All righty. Well, I do hope to come out there and talk to the ladies about fishing and probably give away a couple of fishing poles there. So it's always a fun time, and It's something. The women in the outdoors are really carrying the load these days. The number of women that are getting licenses, getting involved with hunting, and then passing it on down to their kids, they're just a great group to work with. And Roger Wells will be the first to tell you, in shooting sports, it's those little girls that are really paying attention and catching on. So that's always cool.
That's good. That is
August
good.
6th. August 6th, I'll be over to White. We got a fishing program scheduled with that community, and it's fun. We'll be giving away another lifetime license. It's called the White Summer Fest. it just goes on and on. Over there at the mall, I hear of a big event coming on over at Allen, October 1. And so we'll be over there, Lord willing, and teach some people to fish in that neck of the woods. And of course, coming up, too, is going to be the 5th Annual Gary Fuller Memorial Shootout.
Yeah.
They do such, Lisa and the kids do such a good job carrying on Gary's legacy and helping benefit the 4-H. All their activities, and it's just a great organization. You know, 4-H, Green Patterson will be involved with our Alabama Safe Squad program out at the college on August 27th.
And she'll be busy with the other 4-H and 4-H leaders as the Lyon County Fair really kicks off here this weekend. And we'll be busy covering the 4-H stuff and all the activities at the Lyon County Fair all next week and next weekend here at KVOE. So we'll be... If you need us, you can find us at the fairgrounds, Phil.
All right, sir. Well, appreciate you, Ron. Lord willing, we'll be back next Friday.
All right. Enjoy yourself this weekend. Phil Totten, What's In Outdoors, every Friday morning here. And log on to KVOE.com and hop on that What's In Outdoors page. All kinds of great information, photos, and more with Phil. What's In Outdoors, brought to you by Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. John and Jenny and the great crew at Express Tire and Auto always, always, always take great care of you. Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. If Blue Stem does not have it, it frankly just is not around. Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply. It is 8:52.
The death toll from historic flooding in Kentucky now stands at 15 people.